Weak science. That's what a British medical journal just said about the studies informing the creation of the next edition of the US dietary guidelines. Remember the food pyramid, and now there's Choose My Plate. And a new version is due out in the fall. These guidelines have come under criticism before for being more politics than science. But no matter what people say about them, they are hugely influential in terms of what Americans put on their plates. The quest for lean proteins, as recommended in the 2010 edition of this manifest, for example, has changed the choices shoppers are making at the meat counter. And U.S. livestock farmers are adjusting. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
Steve Landers raises 100% grass-fed beef on the border of Boone County in central Missouri. There hasn't been much rain since June, so with a chorus of chirping insects as a backdrop, he's checking on his pastures and herd.
We're just going to go check over here to see if they are this direction or if they are that direction.
He finds a small group of red and white cattle huddled in a shady grove next to a small pond. They're whisking flies away with their tails and tongues.
These cattle right here, the 33 of them, are Hereford and Red Angus crosses.
Most cattle are fattened up on grain feed made from corn and soybeans and other supplements. But here at Coverdell Farm, Landers switched his cattle to a prefix menu of pure grass in 2007.
And then the customers started catching on to what we were doing. Oh, shoot, now we got more customers than we had beef. We bought more land. We got more cattle. We had more customers. And it just has stair-stepped its way up since then.
Grass-fed beef is leaner than most conventional varieties. And according to the Mayo Clinic, it generally has a little less fat, a few more vitamins, and more of those coveted omega-3 fatty acids. Landers points to those health benefits as part of the reason his business is maxed out with demand.
What I saw was a vast increase in the knowledge of the customer base. I mean, I know a little bit, but what they're telling me about CLAs and EPA and DHA, the omega-3 fatty acids that are essential, and it just goes on and on.
Indeed, Americans have been paying attention to what our doctors recommend when it comes to meat. The main recommendation?
There should be a shift from a meat-based diet or meat-centered diet to a more plant-based diet, which can also include some meat in the overall dietary pattern.
That's why researchers like Frank Hu study the health consequences of eating meat. He's a Harvard professor of nutrition and epidemiology.
In the Western population, especially in the U.S., red meat is the main source of saturated fat, dietary cholesterol, and also main source of human iron.
Hu says a heavy red meat diet has been tied to risks of diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, and certain cancers. That's in part why federal guidelines suggest eating proteins from a variety of sources, pushing poultry, fish, and nuts specifically. Joan Salgi-Blake is with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
The guidelines initially were formulated to make sure that the diet was healthy so you didn't have any deficiencies.
Blake says scientists are still examining exactly what the American diet should look like. For example, what was originally called the meat group has now become the protein group. And most recently, the guidelines have focused on cutting down portion sizes in that group to 3 to 6 ounces a day.
You don't need to be eating a whole steak when you sit down for dinner. You can have some lean meat, and it can be fish, and it can be poultry, or it can be vegetarian source of protein, such as beans. But the issue is we don't need it covering the whole plate.
Consumers seem to be taking note, too. Beef consumption per person in the U.S. has been steadily declining for decades, and we eat more poultry, which is generally a leaner meat, now than ever before. Some of that has to do with prices and some with marketing, but we're also looking to go lean. Maureen Ogle is a food historian and author. She says we can actually see changing attitudes toward our meat in farm animals themselves.
The meat that you buy in the store now is absolutely been developed and bred specifically to give Americans the sense that they're eating healthy meat as opposed to unhealthy meat.
It's a shift created by a growing group of educated shoppers. And she says livestock producers have to pay attention to that change.
They've just got to obey market signals. They can't go out and just sort of randomly raise cattle and hope for the best because they're not going to find anybody to buy it from them.
While numbers on the grass-fed beef industry are spotty, it's still a small portion of the overall beef market. But researchers say it's growing. Farmer Steve Landers says demand is so strong for his beef that he and two other nearby producers barely have time to keep up with their current customers.
We are not even touching each other in terms of competition. We're all working together because we can't possibly grow enough 100% grass-fed beef to take care of the market.
Landers says he's out of room for more cattle, but he is looking at adding free-range chicken and grass-fed lamb, if that's what his customers want to eat. For The Pulse, I'm Christopher Husted.